Radio Yorkshire, your home of rugby league on DAB, online via the TuneIn app.
And takes it in, and then he decides to go forward and does so to the 10-metre line. Quick play of the ball as well. Opportunity for Williams. This time he throws the ball and goes himself. Has he got over the line?
He has.
It's going to be the first try of the game at that Wigan end. If you first, you don't succeed, Scully. Try again. And that's exactly what George Williams did. He did that first time. He got hit by a solid tackle from Gareth Ellis. The second time he did it, he threw the ball again, but this time he had the strength to skid over the line and get the first points of the day. It's Wigan 4, Hull FC 0. Two steps back, referee waves time back on. It's going to drift just to the right-hand side of the near post. That's good enough. And Wigan increase their lead 6 points to nil. Matty Smith with the goal.
Yeah, and as I keep saying all season, you can turn the 4 points into six. It just takes the pressure off and it puts the pressure on the opposition. Now let's just see what sort of character and spirit the Black and Whites have got to get themselves back into this game. But what a great individual try there from George Williams.
This is interesting. The referee, Ben Thaler, is watching this on the big telly now, on the big screen, sorry. Well, it would be a big telly, Scully, if that was in your house. You'd have a big house if you had that as your telly, wouldn't you? The big screen. And he's looked at it and he's given the penalty. That.
Well, they're not allowed to do that, are they? And, well, for mine, Green, he hasn't. Oh, this is boring. This is not what you want. This is boring. This just tells me that, from a creative point of view, no, wrong call is this. And Fairley, well, I didn't find anything wrong with the tackle, and Green, realistically, should have been told to play.
Sorry, man, we're interrupting. Talk me through this. What's the thinking behind going for goal here?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
If the 6-0 up, I can see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a clue. Haven't got a clue, because all they're doing now is just letting Wigan.
I think Wigan get more out of this going over than not only they're getting a rest.
Yeah.
They're just saying they don't think they can score past us.
I agree totally. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Strange old decision. Hold on. Not only that, it was the third set back to back.
Correct. And I say, and all it does now, it gives up all the fear position, releases all the pressure. And they say, all right,
and Mike, Hull are coming off their own line.
Absolutely. Wigan will be hunting that mistake. There'll be plenty of purpose in that set of six, I'll tell you.
Mark Snead from straight in front. No dramas. The shout of Snead goes up. I've already put it down that he's kicked it, but strange old call there. And we'll see, Scully, we'll see. They could win by 2 points and it could be the best call ever made in rugby league. Line, but only six away from the try line. It comes back to Taylor, who's looking for a runner, finds it in Ellis. Ellis straight through. Tompkins will try and bring him down. Does he? Has he got the strength? No, he hasn't. Ellis puts the ball down. The referee hasn't given it. Tompkins again is straight to the referee. This is a big call. What's he going to give? Is he going to give it? He thinks it's a try. It's no try. That's a great effort from Tompkins. I think Gareth Ellis, for me, is just better saying going straight at him. He had a little stutter, didn't he? It was a great ball from Taylor as he come across. Ellis hit a great line. He got to the line. Ellis isn't sure himself here, Scully. Big call. Where's your thought? Gives everybody a rest.
Here
a bit
go.
Of drama.
Here
Here's the decision.
Here we go.
No try. It's got to be a whole ball.
Yeah, it wasn't a double movement, was it?
No, it's whole ball. He's short of the line and Gareth Ellis will play the ball. George Williams, he ran last time. This time he gets the ball away. Gildart gets the pass away to Tierney.
Forward pass.
Tierney will score in the corner, but the referee has ruled it out and said it's a forward pass. Turnover, big call.
Very debatable, Craig.
I think Hull have just got away with one there.
I reckon so. And Sean Waite's our left again, absolutely furious.
Yeah, I think they've a huge slice of luck for the black and whites.
Plenty
there.
Of luck.
Should have been 10 points to 2, but no players left. That's going to be the half-time hooter. It's been a really good game of rugby league. Really tough. Exactly what we expected here live on Radio Yorkshire. Very, very physical in the middle of the field. Both sets of forwards going at it. Halfbacks kicking into spaces and trying to force the errors. There's been a couple of errors from both sides, as you'd expect, in this really big first half of the Challenge Cup. The game, again, as we thought, is in the balance as we go for the half-time interval. It's been not a great deal of attacking rugby, but there's been some ferocious defence from both sides. There's been a couple of mistakes. The referee has let the game flow. It's still in the balance, and in the first half we saw a try on 16 minutes from George Williams. That was converted by Matty Smith, and then strange call from Hull after three sets of six on Wigan's line to take a penalty for goal, which they converted through Mark Snead. 24 minutes that was to the half-time score here at the Keepmount Stadium, Doncaster in the Challenge Cup, the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup semi-final. Is Wigan 6, Hull FC 2. Trying to get the penalty, does get the penalty, Liam Ward. Now, if you are Wigan, this is a big call. I'd be tempted to take the two.
Yeah, you've got to take the two. There's no two ways about that. And this will just frustrate the black and whites here. I tell you what, it's a great play from Bateman. You know, he's not the biggest of guys. He's in. When you look at the size of some of these forwards on both sides, and, you know, if you said to him, here, you know, you're going to the forward pack against these, and if he was his mother, he'd say, I don't think so. I'm not having my boy hurt, but boy, oh boy, hasn't he got a heart of a lion?
Well, if you'd say you picked four wingers, Scummy, wouldn't you? You'd be Bateman and Tierney for Wigan, and Michaels and Shaw for Hull. Yeah. But yeah, you wouldn't. Bateman would be one of them, wouldn't he? He's tiny.
Oh, is he ever?
In the scheme of things, I think he's about 85k.
Yeah, but as I say, the heart has got absolutely heart of a lion. He won that penalty there, and this will be the 2 points from Matty Smith. And Wigan just a little bit in control. Their game management in this game and the smartness, you know.
I don't think it changes anything. This score, it's 2 points. It's still a 6 point ball game.
It's 6 point ball, but also as well, what it does, it'll just frustrate Hull a little bit more, because we were talking before the game, Craig, about big match experience. Wigan have got that big match experience.
Goes forward and he gets the ball away to Pritchard. Pritchard just throws the ball anyway. It's into the arms of Manu. Manu on the outside. It's out to Michaels. Michaels scores. Hull FC right back in the action. Stevie Michaels. He's the man who's having a party, as we all FC fans say. And he scores in the corner. It's Wigan 8. Hull FC 6. Mark sneaks down and out, Scoey. They don't need him. Great player from the black and white. Michaels in at the corner.
Yeah, he's a great player. I say, just keeping that ball alive, because as I say, the Wigan's defence, you know, it's pretty well structured. It is pretty well the communication from. Just if you just keep the ball alive, and I say, how many pairs of hands did that go through there? And that's all I see at the best. And I say, getting the ball nice and wide, and Michael as well. He only needs half an opportunity. Great try by the black and whites, and a great response to get themselves back into this game. And now the game's back on Kramer at the semi-final of the Challenge Cup.
Mark Snead looking in to level things up here for the black and whites. Round the corner, two steps. Got a chance. Another thing I need to see, he's got it going away. 7,000 Hull FC fans en masse. Mark Snead, right from the touchline. And a brilliant play from him. Great goal kick. The scores are level. We're back game on, Scoey. Not a cigarette paper between the two sides. Talanoa, where's the kick? It's dropped by Wigan. It's into the arms of Talanoa, and Hull FC score. There's no doubt about this one. The black and whites are in front. Talanoa with the try. The referee's just having a word. He's put his hand in the air. The touch judge on that far side, he stood on the corner flag. He's not giving it yet. We've gone to the big screen, Scoey. What's he going to give? What's he looking at this time?
What's he looking at? Danny Allen's asking the question. What's he looking at? It's a dead set try. Everybody's onside. Manfredi just spilt the ball. And the big guy's just said, thank you very much. I'll take the easy 4-pointer in my career. Oh, and what an important one. Challenge Cup semi-final. What an important 4-pointer.
Left peg.
Just kicked it.
There you go from the crowd. 7,000 Hull FC fans rise on one. Hull FC 6 points in front. It's Wigan 8. Hull FC 14. Yeah, as Tuma Vavi goes down the short side and tries to keep the ball alive. He's still at the second pivot there, Scoey, so it'll be interesting. They've got the penalty.
Yeah, he's
got to go for goal, Scoey. Got to go for goal.
The Hull fans are demanding it. You can hear it in the background. You can hear it. Snead. You can hear the applause. Snead. Have I got that right, Craig Murdoch?
Yeah, you've got it right.
You've got it right.
Scoey, you get everything right in my eyes, bud. You know that. I'm not going to question you. Mark Snead. For Mark Snead, round the corner. Kicking the ball, left his boot. There's your answer, Scoey. Mark Snead, fantastic kick from him. And Hull are now 8 points in front. Wigan need to score twice. That 2 points not looking a bad call in the first half now, Scoey.
No, it's not at all. And I say now, what we've got left here, 15-20, just over 20 minutes to go here now. And you're hearing the call, Snead. He just put Hull FC 8 points clear.
It's Minicello with the tackle along with Snead. 10 metres away from the line. Sutton from dummy half to Matty Smith. Wider it goes to Williams. Williams with a little short ball. Iso into a huge goal. The try's been coming. With plenty of time left in this one. Wigan come back. Willie Iso with the try. It's Wigan 12, Hull FC 16.
That's better from Wigan. That's what you expect. But it's just that You know, the play from Sabtoff to the left-hand side, and a great run from Gilda, and he just split the whole defence. And I say, free play of the ball there, a quick play of the ball, nice and wide, and got it there to George Williams. Pete's in a pass to Willie Iser. Simple try for the Warriors in the end, but what a great break from Gilda, from Matty Smith. And,
yeah, he's 15 metres to the left of the post as we look at it, and here, isn't he? You'd back him in, I think, Scoey.
Yeah, I'll back him in, and the Wigan fans will tell us anyway, but I'll back him in.
We've got about 8 minutes left after this attempted goal from Matty Smith. Leaves his boot. Waved away. Matty Smith, that was a very, very kickable chance there from Matty Smith. Josh Chandler a bit shocked on the big screen there that it's waved away. How big's that? Wigan drive the ball forward. They're on halfway.
5 seconds. Right, they're going to Wembley. He's lost it.
The ball. That's
it.
Yes, the black and white. There you go, the black and whites are at Wembley. Hull FC are 80 minutes away from putting that dream of theirs to bed, of winning the Challenge Cup at Wembley. 80 minutes of pulsating, magical rugby league. The fans are on the pitch. Hull FC, as one, as a team, celebrate. They've been magnificent, Scoey. What a game of rugby league.
Sensational game of rugby league.
The night, Scoey.
Yeah, well, he's got it well again. It's just... His tactical kicking, his goal kicking has been sensational.